The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples. They were at the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. And Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll come with you." So they went out and they got into the boat. But that whole night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. And he said to them, "Little ones, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the huge number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and he jumped into the water. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and he dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come, let's have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over, he took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Now when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these do?" Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I say to you, Peter, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and go wherever you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you would rather not go." This is the gospel of the Lord. I've preached on this gospel in various ways so many times over so many years, probably some of it here, and I don't want to repeat, but it's certainly worth mentioning, as I know you already noticed, that this wonderful encounter with Peter is situated by a charcoal fire. Now that should set you off. We had a charcoal fire a few weeks ago. Do you remember? Peter was warming his hands, and it was standing around the charcoal fire that he betrayed Jesus. It's the only time it's mentioned, and here it is again. But this time, Jesus invites them to the charcoal fire where he is cooking breakfast. What an ordinary Jesus. Huh? He can cook too. He makes breakfast for the apostles. And now, the very place where Peter denied Jesus three times, he gives him three opportunities to make it up. Isn't that beautiful? He doesn't shame him. He doesn't remind him. He doesn't lay guilt on him, as we priests have too often done. He simply gives him a way to undo it. Really magnificent. It's certainly many people's, one of their favorite gospels. But I think what I want to point out today is what struck me only as I read it over early this morning. And that is that I guess if I was going to entitle this talk, I talk of return to the ordinary. Notice, this is the third time they have experienced the risen Christ. So they've had two momentous, holy, sacred, spiritual experiences. You'd think they'd go off to a seminary or join the Franciscans or the RCIA program or something. But dang it, they just go back to their old jobs. Maybe there's a message here. They're just fishermen, and they know that's what they are, and they're not ashamed of it. And it's there, back in their ordinary jobs, in their ordinary lifestyle, the jobs that you and I have, that they again encounter the risen Christ. And we have Peter saying what I bet half of you in this room would like to say this afternoon: I'm going fishing. Doesn't sound religious at all, does it? Doesn't talk about going to the temple or the synagogue or what is later the church, but simply living life. And in that world, they find abundance. Now, scholars tell us, I can only presume it's true, that the Jewish people at that time assumed that there were 153 nationalities or nations on the earth. And that's the symbolism of the 153 fish. That number isn't put in there by accident. Everything is symbolic. If you don't know how to read symbols or appreciate symbols, you miss much of the beautiful message of the Gospels. So they're saying, this message is finally for everybody. It's not about a separatist religion or a superior religion. It's good news for all the nations and for all peoples. And perhaps one of the reasons we haven't been acceptable to much of the world is because we made ourselves into a separate and superior religion. Instead of just going out fishing for people, as we see our new Pope Francis doing so beautifully. It's rather unbelievable what this one man has done in 1 month to change the very image of Roman Catholicism worldwide. Because he cares about ordinary people in ordinary situations and moves the Holy Thursday service out of the church into the prison. Now that's a major change. If we did that here, I bet half of you would complain. Be honest. Say, hey, we always have church services on Holy Thursday. What are you doing going down to 4th and Roma? We don't have anything to do with those people at the jail. So what did Pope Francis tell us? He said we spend too much time taking care of the 99 sheep. And Jesus made it very clear that he went after the one and didn't just keep telling the 99 how wonderful they were. And when you look at the ministry of the church, that most of what we do, keep taking care of the 99. Not that there isn't a place for that, but sometimes we spend way too little energy on the one, as he said, that has wandered even far away. So not only do we have the disciples returning to the ordinary, back to life as usual, and they're finding the risen Christ, but we have Jesus himself not overly manifest or apparent as Jesus. You notice that they don't know it's him. He looks like everybody else. They take his advice, but it's only John, a little into the experience, says, "Hey, I think that's Jesus." But Jesus is not making himself overly visible or overly obvious, just as it is for us today. Jesus today, this morning, in the South Valley of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not overly obvious. And it's only those of you like John who have eyes to see who are going to be able to say, "It is the Lord."